I praise Him and thank Him that He's given me the wisdom and the knowledge to do what He's given me to do, because who put me in the ministry? God did. He's found me faithful. And He's put me in the ministry, because as long as I remain faithful and obey Him and do what He says, He honors that and He answers and blesses the prayers that I pray for people. And isn't it wonderful to have people come back with those kind of testimonies? I mean, isn't it wonderful to go be able to pick up Norma Garcia and Johnny Brumfield and go down there to Louisiana and pick them up and fly them out to GLC and make their testimony on a 30-minute television program for the world to see what Jesus did to those two people? I'm telling you, the day Johnny Brumfield got through talking there on the set, there was several people in the audience there that day sitting around with the engineers and everything else that were running all the equipment. And I said, Johnny, the people, they don't know if you can walk or not. I said, they're hearing you talk. I said, why don't you stand up and do something? Man, Johnny stood up and started running in place. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost fell on that place, that television station. And I think everybody in that place, including me, had tears in their eyes. The Holy Ghost was there. He did a great work. But we got to see the results of what God can do with a man with broken, crushed knees. What can Jesus do? Anything, can't He, Eldon? There is nothing hard for God. Nothing. Now then, now that we've seen, how many things are we supposed to thank Him for?
Everything.
I mean, when it's bad, we still thank Him?
Yes.
When you had a rotten day, you still thank Him?
Yes.
If you do, you won't have a bad one tomorrow, will you? Probably not. He's testing you. Okay, let's go to another place now. Let's see, since we're talking about how much we need to praise Him and worship Him, how many people do you know in life that want to be great? Everybody wants to be great? Hold up your hand if you want to be great. You know, do you want to be great in life? Of course you do. You don't want to be a nobody or nothing. I mean, anybody in their right mind wants to be great. You know, how would you like for somebody to say, wow, I knew old so-and-so. I mean, they were absolutely the most awesome person I ever met. They talked about you for the next 20 years after you died. How great you were. Is that the way you want to be remembered? Let me show you how that will work. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, start with verse 24 through 42. And let's see what he says in Matthew 10, 24 through 42. In the NLT, Dave, let's use these in the NLT. Matthew 10, 24 through 42 in the NLT. And let's see what it talks about here. We want to be great. At verse 24, a student is not greater than the teacher. A servant is not greater than the master. Now then, did our master leave us a pretty good example to follow? If we could just get to his qualifications, we'll be okay, right? We don't even have to worry about trying to be bigger or better than Jesus, but at least we got a goal to shoot for. So, because he says, no student is greater than the teacher, and a servant is not greater than the master. 25 and 26. The student shares the teacher's fate. The servant shares the master's fate. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, how much more will it happen to you, the members of the household? Now then, do you want to be called somebody that's full of demons? Yeah, but did they call Jesus demon-possessed?
Yeah.
Because he'd done things they didn't understand. And so they said, you have a demon. Well, let me tell you, I mean, if you start stepping into the spirit realm with Jesus, there's going to be some. In fact, I will just have to tell you that when Bill Gothard asked me to come to Big Sandy a few years ago and teach at his seminar, there was 3,000 plus people in the meeting. I was the first speaker the first morning for an hour and a half, and Bill had told me what he wanted me to talk about. And I talked exactly about what he wanted me to talk about. And the CD, is the title of it, is called God's Power. And it's right over there in there with called God's Power. So if you haven't heard the CD, God's Power, you need to get it and see what got me thrown out of the meeting. Because I spoke on what Bill said for an hour and a half, and the next morning at breakfast, PhDs of seminaries, pastors of big churches made statements and at breakfast that what you said yesterday should not be able to fall on the ears of our wives and our children, and we don't want somebody like you in this ministry. So you think, wow, what did he say? Well, it's on the CD called God's Power. If you want to know, all you got to do is get it. But when you start doing the things Jesus does, when you really start doing some of the things Jesus does, there's going to be people in the church that's going to rise up against you. They ain't going to like what you do. So don't take offense. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Take offense so he can destroy you. All you got to do is remember, walk in love. Be obedient to the Lord. Then he says here, but don't be afraid of those who threaten you. Now, am I supposed to be afraid of these people? No. Don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything will be revealed and all that is secret will be made public. So whenever they condemn you, when they stand up in your face, they scream at you and tell you that the stuff you said yesterday should not be able to fall on the ears of our wives and our children. Okay, praise God. You know, don't get excited. You know, just press on. Now, next two verses. What I tell you now in the darkness, shout it abroad when daybreak comes. What I whisper in your ears, shout from the housetop for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill you. Now, there are some that wants to kill you, and there's some of them in the church that want to kill you. But those that want to kill you that are in church are not children of God. They're children of the devil. So don't worry about it. You know, just walk on. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill you. They can only kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. So who should we be afraid of? God, the King. I mean, boy, I mean, if there's anything or any place I don't want to go in life, it's hell. You don't want to go to that place. You know, now there's a lot of people going to that place. I don't want to be one of them. No, absolutely not. Okay, 29 and 30. Not even a sparrow worth only half a penny can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. Now, does God know everything? And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Wow. I mean, I think about that. I think about, just think, you take, like my son, he don't have a great head of hair like I do. I have a head of hair that, I mean, it's absolutely thick. I mean, every time I go to the barbershop, they say, man, you got the thickest head of hair I've ever seen. They talk about how beautiful my hair is. Well, all I can say is, well, God give it to me. I'm grateful for it. But if you happen to be like my son and don't have a great thick head of hair, however many hairs he's got, does God know how many he has? He knows exactly how many's there. And every time he loses one, God's computer says, Tim got one less hair. Now then, every time God puts one back, it comes. Now then, if two or three or four of mine fall out, does his computer say how many I got left? Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every hair is numbered. That's just like the stars and the planets and everything else. He has them all numbered, and he calls them by name. Now then, who made all of them? He did. We have nothing to fear. That's just like this stuff that we've talked a little bit about this planet X, you know, that they say is coming into our galaxy. It only makes this trip every 3,600 years, and it's already having tremendous impacts on our Earth, and in the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to come by our Earth, and it's going to do some awesome things, and it could do something so severe as it did last time. I mean, you know, as some of you heard me say once before, I didn't understand when I was a young boy in high school studying science when we talked about the mammoths that were over in Siberia that were instantly frozen in ice, that as they have found those that their meat is still edible, the food in their stomachs has not been digested. Something happened that done an instantaneous freezing on those animals. They obviously were living in a lush, green environment, and then all of a sudden, in a heartbeat, something happened to make the temperature be from 50, 60, 70 degrees to 70 below zero, and they were instantly froze. Now, there's basically only one thing could have happened, and that's the Earth had to tilt on its axis and change the location of the equator and the poles. Now then, somebody said, wow, if something like that could happen, it could be devastating. Well, that could happen again in 2012. But guess who's in control of all that? God is. You don't have to be afraid of that. If you're walking in obedience to His Word, if you happen to be in a place that's going to be 70 below zero in a heartbeat when it flips over there, then He'll probably just rapture you right out. You know, there's no problem. Because if we die as children of God, where do we get to go? To heaven. Hey, the temperature is going to be perfect in heaven. You ain't going to have to worry about nothing. So don't live in fear. Now, if that happens to be the time for you to die to go to heaven, glory to God. That's all I can say. You know, if God wants you to be somewhere else, He can flip the world upside down and He can put you right back where it's 70 degrees. He can translate, can He not? So what are we afraid of? We shouldn't be afraid of nothing, you know, but these possibilities exist, you know. And just like the other day, a young man was putting a satellite up for me out here for my computer. And I asked him if he's a Christian. We were talking to him, and he appeared to be quite a good Christian and everything. And asked him if he went to church. We talked a lot about him, he and I, and Dave. And I mentioned something about you need to really make sure you're serving Jesus because you don't know what's going to happen when Planet X comes by in 3 years. He said, Planet who? I said, Planet X. I said, you haven't heard about it? He said, absolutely not. I said, well, you know, you're computer literate. I said, when you get home tonight, type in Planet X. And I said, you'll find all kinds of stuff about it. I said, you know, but when you find it, you know, that will tell you if you're not putting Jesus first and you're not praising Him in all things, it'd be a good time to start. Because if we've already studied scriptures that the earth's going to be turned upside down, have we not? We don't even think like that today, do we? The earth's going to wobble on its axis, and God's going to sling off the inhabitants, and He's going to turn the earth upside down. If you don't know that, that's written in the scripture. Most people have never heard it, but it's in there. Praise Him and thank Him and worship Him, and if you do, then there's not going to be a problem. Because if He knows every sparrow that falls, and He knows every hair on your head, does He know where Planet X is at? He knows exactly where it's at. He knows exactly what it's going to do. And if the whole world would be in total obedience to Him and worship Him and praising Him, that baby could come by and we could watch it and it wouldn't even the earth wouldn't even wobble. You know that?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Glory to God, I Get to Change a Flat Tire, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.